have it in you to be extraordinarily ambitious. You have it in you to really reach quite high. And what the message of Saturn is, as far as I'm getting it, is that you will be able to attain more by maintaining a narrower, more specific focus on your activities. And there is going to be a natural translation into achievement. We ended the last segment approximately with a discussion of Saturn in Sag, a sign that tends to expand and be kind of out there and exotic under the influence of Saturn, a planet that wants things to be conventional and to have some boundaries around them. Simultaneously, as we have Virgo, your 10th house of ambition, a sign with a tendency to be restrained, but it is now joined by Jupiter, which is saying, okay, stretch this a little. Stretch your concept of what's possible a little bit. Open your mind a little bit more, and carefully, with full consciousness, set some goals. But the real thing this combination of Saturn and Jupiter is saying is project yourself into your work. Project your deepest, most sincere, core concept of who you are into your work, into what you want to be. In a sense, become what you want to be by being it. It's not so much a matter of planning, attempting, or doing as much as it is a matter of being. And you already have it in you to be rather good at this when you want to be. But Jupiter is emphasizing that point. Jupiter is not going to be in Virgo for the entire year. We'll move on to Libra. That is only going to help things. It speaks very well of financial gains made from your profession. It speaks very well of the image that you have to the public, should you have the kind of work that requires you to have a public image, and it will allow a level of relating and engaging with the community and with the wider world that, you know, you might have envied up to this point. So that happens later in the year. That happens around August or September when Jupiter changes signs. But till then, there's a very meaningful process being described by Jupiter in Virgo, which is about learning how to stretch into your idea of what you want and what you're doing. And the interesting thing is about this, that if you feel uncomfortable, if you feel slightly out of place, if things feel a little bit scratchy or a little bit tight, a little bit awkward, that is a good sign. The idea of Jupiter in Virgo is not about being laid back and comfortable and everything being, you know, exactly as you want it to be. There's a certain antipathy between Jupiter and Virgo. It's almost like wearing a wool sweater where it keeps you warm and it's maybe very well made and imported from Ireland, but it's still a bit scratchy. But it's going to keep you warm when you need it to keep you warm. And in the sense of your role, in the sense of doing things and approaching people and accomplishing things and presenting yourself to others, to the public, and presenting your reputation, there might be an awkwardness to that. And that awkwardness is something to hold on to like a banister that will guide you through unfamiliar territory. So it's not the thing to run from. It's a thing to recognize and to embrace.